Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
Time for some Burt Show self-discovery.
Now, to the person who called up and said, I can read between the lines on the Burt Show and I can tell they got nothing right now, so they're talking about themselves. That's not true.
Huh.
Well, not entirely.
Yeah.
Not entirely. Here's what we want. We're asking you, if you've been a long-term listener of the show, when you read between the lines, what do you hear that we're not saying?
Right.
Like, you see through the smoke screen. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
TC.
Hey, TC.
What's
TC.
Up?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
Couple of things. The first thing that I pick up on the most is that Jeff is a big front. He's really not the big ass that he presents himself to be.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, part of this we're not allowed to agree or disagree or debate.
Right. I thought we were not answering. We're just observing.
Right. We're just listening. Right.
You guys can comment about me because I certainly want to comment about you, but I don't think we can defend. Like, I can't say, no, I am an ass. I don't think we can get defensive about what people observe about us because these are just observations.
Right.
Exactly. That's why we're not saying anything.
Your perceptions of what you see between the line. Okay.
Okay. The other observation is, Bert, you do not give yourself enough credit. There were a lot of times that bits would go by on the show, and, I mean, we think that they're funny as hell. And it's like you just beat yourself up about it so bad. And that's what I get by listening to you, when you start to apologize and get all, you know, oh, well, you know, we didn't do such a great job here or there, you know, but you need to take the credit.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
I would totally agree with that.
All right, so I need to take more credit and just not the ass that he portrays himself out to be.
That's right.
So
right.
I need to be more of an ass, and you need to take more credit.
You need to take more credit for not being an ass.
Okay.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I see something in Jen that I don't know whether anybody else has noticed.
Okay.
And I love Jen. Sweetheart. But.
Here comes the big but.
Set the ball on the tee.
Every time the subject of Lindsay comes up, she takes a stab. And sometimes it's under her breath, and none of y'all react to it and think we don't hear it. But she stabs at Lindsay. And I just think Jen probably is very, very catty. And I don't know what happened between her and Lindsay, but she is completely jealous of Lindsay.
Now, there might be two different things we're talking about here. Are you talking about cattiness towards Lindsay or catty in general?
I think in general, but it comes out on the show towards Lindsay.
Okay, I would agree with the cattiness part of it.
Are we agreeing and disagreeing?
Yeah, we're allowed to talk about the person.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to comment on themselves. Yes, okay. I think that Jen
is
catty.
This is dangerous. I mean, the snowball of us having commenting.
I know. But no, I don't think it's towards Lindsay.
Well, if you'll remember,
I would agree with that. If you'll remember,
there was a specific high-profile person in Atlanta that was pursuing Lindsay to a great deal, and y'all would never say who it was. And then after Lindsay was gone, mm-hmm. and you all were talking about a certain high-profile person in Atlanta quitting his position with a certain sports team, and he was possibly moving to Florida, and Jen, under her breath, goes, Lindsay.
I don't recall.
Oh, yeah.
I think the only comment I have, since we're allowed to comment now, is that... that I think sometimes when Jen is in a position of reaction, it's because the subject of Lindsay is used as a tool against her by the guys.
I think sometimes they're just
trying to get a reaction out of Jen, and I think she holds herself pretty high standard because a lot of times it's used as a softball thrown to her that they expect her to hit out.
And this again goes back to our conversation with you can't really rib men can't rib women the way that we can rib each other,
especially about our job. No.
Well, I want Jen to know that, Jen, you are your own person. There is no competition with Lindsay. Lindsay was Lindsay. Jen is Jen, and we like you both the way
you are, and there's no competition.
Even though you are never on The Real World and you don't get recognized everywhere you go.
Yeah, I'd like to agree with the caller. I think Jen has realized that she'll always be second fiddle to Lindsay.
See, that's the example. That justifies what I just said.
Not second fiddle, just second choice.
And then they have to outdo each other. That's the other comment from Jeff. So see. And Jen is quiet.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on All the Hits Q100. What do you see when you read between the lines on this show?
Hello.
You know what? I picked up Rob. Hold on, Rob. My bad. Morning, Jennifer.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Good morning.
I think it's not only that Jen didn't like Lindsay. I think everybody didn't. I think it was the whole Lindsay's been in a Real World, and it was overplayed and overrated, and it seemed like everybody was just sick of Lindsay when she left.
She was wearing on us pretty thin.
We can't comment. I'll speak for Bert and Bert, you speak for me.
I just feel like being honest about that, yeah.
I'll speak for you, and you speak for me. Yeah, I couldn't stand her, Bert White says.
There was a chemistry problem, okay?
Yeah, you could definitely tell.
All right, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
As Matt Crew couldn't have fixed that chemistry problem.
Stop.
I can say that.
Can't comment.
Stop.
Good morning. I'm commenting for all of you.
If you can't.
It's not fair.
Eddie, good morning.
Yes, I read between the lines that Melissa was burned pretty in a previous relationship by a guy. And I pick up on her being a real, real man-hater because of it. And I think that's why she's a lesbian.
I would agree with that.
No way. Can't agree with that.
She hates us breeders.
Natural thing. She just got burned by a man so badly one time that she decided that, hey, I'm going to sleep with women instead.
I can recall several times where she just bashes men, just makes comments, little subtle comments sometimes.
Kind of like Ken does about Lindsay.
There you go.
Okay, since Melissa can't defend herself on that comment, I have to say something that we always talk about how our favorite conversation is sex. It is off the air, too. Melissa's first experience was with a woman, and I don't think it has anything to do with men, why she likes women. So just have to go ahead and set that straight.
You can't do that. You can't defend. You can comment on it, but I don't think you can speak.
I don't think we can defend somebody else.
The record now shows
we shouldn't be able to do that.
You can't defend
Melissa.
Now
that you said something. Now that I said something to defend you, we can't comment.
No, that doesn't make any sense. That's not what we're talking about.
That's my comment. Is that I don't think that I don't think that he's right.
She's disagreeing with the caller.
You're just being catty. Lindsay wouldn't act like that. Hey, David, you're on all
this. This is ridiculous.
We never should do anything like this because it goes so out of control.
You know why?
And becomes so self-serving.
Nobody's called about Bert yet, so he's like, I'm
clean.
I'm in the circus.
I'm totally clean. Hey, David, go ahead.
Morning, Bert.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good, dude. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, two things about the show, two hidden things I kind of see come to the surface. One, Jen seems kind of shallow. And what I mean by that is she seems to know things about, like, entertainment and stuff, but things of substance, politics, economy, things of a general nature like that, I don't think she really knows about it.
And Ben's gonna kill herself.
Seems like it comes to the surface. I don't really think she cares.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
You're not allowed to comment now. So shut the hell up.
Easy catty, Jen.
Meow.
The other part that I get that comes out is any discussions that have to do with race, the show, and I'm not saying one individual, the show absolutely positively cringes. Like, you can almost hear like icicles drop in your studio.
Sure.
And
this is killing
me. It's killing me.
I know.
It's killing me not to comment.
And I'm not saying Bert. I'm not saying Jen or Melissa or Jeff, because Jeff's not real smart enough to comment on this. But in terms of those are the two things. But I will say this: I do love the show. I do listen quite often, and it's a lot of fun. And I think Melissa likes ladies because that's her preference, and that's what she likes. And God bless her.
Have a nice day. God bless her for loving the ladies.
Oh, it's so hard not to comment.
It is so hard.
It's impossible not to comment. Tiffany, we just lost her. Tiffany's comment was, Melissa doesn't really like Jen. is what she's hearing.
We're just throwing out the jabs at one Jen hobby today. I have a comment. I think the show, it would be better without Jen. I don't think Jen should be alive.
Here's my comment. I don't think we should ever do these ever again. I don't like self-discovery.
This is supposed to lighten the show. No,
I don't like self-discovery. I like living my own little bubble.
But we're too defensive of a show. The thing is, I think it's a great idea because I am honestly curious about what people think, but you all cannot, especially the guys, can't not comment.
See, that comment right there, that shot at us guys, is because
I'm a man. The reason I say that is because Jen made a comment because I couldn't, because it was established that the subject of the, you know, comments could not talk. Everybody else could. So Jen did, and then you guys, and yes, your guys, attacked Jen for saying something, but then y'all have been talking the whole time.
But no, see, it was... this is moronic.
So that's what I'm saying is we can do that, but I think...
Why was my comment where... I still don't understand
you were blatantly defending Melissa. Like, you were speaking for...
So if you agree with the caller, like Jeff did the whole time, you're allowed to make a comment, but if you disagree with the caller, you're not allowed to make a comment?
No, you can comment, but you can't speak for Melissa.
So my thing is that I feel like that's a great idea, but you just have to roll through the calls without saying a word.
We're never doing these ever again.
This is
destructive.
Would it be better if we... what would it be? The response, the more lighthearted response to this? What if we came back from this and we all went around the room... And we address what we think the own biggest misconception is about ourselves. Something that was just addressed.
That'll be helpful.
I'm more curious about what the callers think, honestly. Because I have no idea what
the
misconception is.
Their phones are still lit up. Yeah. So I think we could do another round of it. Like Melissa said, you guys just keep your mouth shut.
Than anything else is that people don't care us talking about ourselves.
Yes,
They're talking about us.
I really don't. I don't think so.
They love it.
You brought it up in the first place.
And I want to take the whole thing back. I just think it's stupid. These things are never helpful.
I don't think it's fair that everybody got a call but you.
Here, I got one.
Okay.
This will make you guys feel bad about things.
We cannot do anything without getting defensive.
Go ahead, Sherry. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I love the show.
Thank you.
Except for Bert. I mean, I just don't see why it's the Bert show.
Okay.
I don't get enough of Melissa, don't get enough of Jen, and I think Jen is underappreciated. She brings lightheartedness, she's fun, and Bert, the man crushes, the whining.
See, now this really isn't reading between the lines, is it?
Oh, sorry. I kind of was venting.
Well, go on if it's going to make you feel better, and we can move on. Go ahead.
And then you kept me going for months with the whole Aaron thing. That was, you know, pretty bad. But it's a great show, and I love it.
That's what we should do. Now that we have our vent bet this week, instead of having Read Between the Lines, let's just have the vent line.
Right.
The Bert Show vent line.
Yeah,
and then
we
really
can air calls to people that hate us or hate us individually or hate the show. Another constructive bit. Dumb idea. They are never doing these ever again.
They're genius. They're great.
They're genius because somebody on the show gets hurt or everybody gets hurt and you think that's great.
Nobody. Who's really hurt by was said?
Who's going to get hurt? Because we all know as radio personalities that there are a lot of people who like us, obviously, and there's a lot of people who are going to hate you.
Don't like
us.
Right? People are frustrated right now because we're talking more than we allow the listeners to talk in this whole bit that was for the listeners.
Let's move on. This is just moronic. Can we move on? Let's move on.
You're the one to try.
I'm for another round. Let's keep it going.
All right. You guys really think we should do it again?
No.
The Bert Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
So we took a call from Jackie about 20 minutes ago, and she was really concerned. She's been married 5 years, and she said that her sex life with her husband has really kind of gotten stale.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out one night to a strip club with a whole bunch of his friends and came back and tapped her on the shoulder and tapped a couple of other body parts too. And she said it was just awesome, like something happened there that hasn't happened in years and years and years. And then a few weeks after that, he went to a strip club again and came home and things were fantastic again. Mm-hmm. And she's gotten a little insecure about it, like he's getting all turned on by these women and he's coming home and he's having sex with her. But really what we figured out while we were talking to Jackie was it had very little to do with the strip clubs and just all about routine.
Right. I think their sex life has gotten boring because neither one of them are really actively doing anything to spice it up between themselves. And so the only time it's spiced up is when he's gone somewhere else and gotten aroused somewhere else and come home. So now what we're talking about is how have couples in long-term relationships kept their, you know, sex life spicy?
Spicy.
That was in the middle of the word. I thought, I've already used spice. What else can I use?
Sounded like the tape wobble there a little bit. Spicy.
I'm really not a computer-generated DJ.
Where they can spice things up and make things fun in the bedroom.
There, that would spice it up. You start talking sexy to them like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
watch out. Has that worked for you, Jeff?
Hey, do you want me to get spicy?
Jessica's on the way here, and she is already hot.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Suggest, how do you get out of that routine and make things exciting again?
I think that they should watch some adult videos.
Adult videos together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
The problem with those adult videos is sometimes that they just get so close up and so graphic that it can take you right out of the mood. Like, there should never be that the cam that close. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And
if you're skin bumps.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you can see the skin bumps? Too close.
I don't want to see a razor burn shot.
Right.
The speed bag cam. That's the one. That's the shot, and I know exactly. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'll take you right out of the mood quick. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hello, my name is Shamika. I've been in a relationship for 7 years, and we've been through our boring times, and how we fixed it was both of us knew it was getting boring. I mean, come on, he obviously knows too because he's participating.
Uh-huh.
And we just sat down, we came up with ideas that turned both of us on, and we apply them. You know, when you feel like it's getting boring because it's going to start back getting boring again, you come up with something that not only turns him on, but you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like starting all over again.
Any suggestion for Jackie? Like, what is one of the ideas y'all came up with?
Well, we like weird places.
Very careful.
Weird places, okay.
Yeah. You mean like public places?
Sometimes.
Like, where would a public place be, just out of curiosity?
I've tried the park, the expressway. Mm-hmm. I've actually went to a strip club with him, and it was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was more turned on than he was. And so now sometimes he's like, hey, they're going to the strip club. You want to go? You know? So, I mean, it's just, you have to be creative anywhere.
And what's cool is that you guys sat down together and came up with that list. It was something that was, you know, it was like, it wasn't just him coming up with ideas or just you coming up with ideas. It's cool that y'all sat down and actually came up with them together. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, because I'm sure this is common for all couples, because when you're like when you're younger and you're not married, and then one place that that would be spicy to me, was a car. Because when you're younger and you have nowhere else to go and you're in the car and it's sneaky and it's exciting and you could get, you know, somebody could come up and catch you. I mean, that's the feeling you had back then. And so it just kind of recreates the feeling if you try that as an adult.
I've tried to get covert about it every now and then. Like, we get Cosmo at our house, and I'll thumb through it. And sometimes there's some advice in there for women when it comes to sleeping with guys that is right on. Like, I read it, and I'm like, oh, I bet that would be good. And I will set that Cosmo down on the kitchen table with that page open hopes that she goes right by it and starts reading it.
Oh, my God. What if George Ann reads it?
Mother-in-law?
Mother-in-law comes in, reads that, can't control herself.
Oh,
you're
gross.
There.
That's gross.
Yeah. Way icky factor, dude. Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Concern me.
I'm not the one who wrote the song, Stacey's mom.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, this is Kimberly. My words of wisdom would be, one, a sensual massage. You know, get some oil or some lotion and dim the lights and do a little sensual massage. Always works because the Asian massage parlors seem to be making a lot of money at it. Also, you know, I think give a little jingle in the middle of the day and whisper some naughty, sweet nothings into his ear. You know, again, that's always a little bit of a stimulation. And also, with taking it out of the bedroom, you know, when you're riding around the car, I've always found this works. A little oral pleasure while driving is really, really a good thing to do. And that would be my advice for her.
Yeah, things were getting a little stale, so we decided to do it on the roof of the house.
Yeah, those are
all good.
Those are great, except if the sweet nothings and stuff, some people aren't good at talking dirty. So if you know that about yourself, you shouldn't try it, because sometimes I can take you right out.
And the massage is a little overrated, too, because isn't it fact that a woman will give massage for like half an hour, then when it's dude's turn, we just put the oil on it. 5 minutes.
It's like this.
If you're lucky.
5 minutes, yeah.
No, if you do it right, that's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's great advice.
I would say that the woman should probably get her massage first though.
Yeah, because, you go first. Yeah, you go first. It'd always be the line out of her mouth when...
AD.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I tell you what really helped me and my husband out. We work close together, and we met for lunch at a new subdivision in a completed house that was completely empty.
Oh, nice.
And in the middle of the bedroom, and it's carpet. I mean, it was comfortable, but kind of the risk. And it was under contract, so someone...
So you marked it.
Yeah.
You made it your own.
Nice.
That's awesome.
We thought about it like all day afterwards. It really worked.
So we got to play role. We got to role play and play real estate agent. And I come in my gold jacket. Hi. Why? Let me show you the living room.
You're gonna come home. There's gonna be a sign in your front yard with Stacy's face on it. You know, with the number 404 for Stacy.
The square footage in here is incredible.
Have you seen the views out of the back? And the neighbor let you borrow his pool. Do you want to go to the pool?
Hey, Nate.
Hey.
Yo.
Guys, what's up?
What is up?
Hey, look, this is what I found. It really, really works. Get into your partner with shampooing her hair. Baths are much better than showers because you can give each other a bath. I found out how to give them pedicures. Pedicures.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
I take her shoe shopping. You know, women love shoes.
Jen's done.
Yeah. Jen's filing for divorce today.
Call me later.
And not only shoes, but sexy clothing. Sexy clothing, if you know you want to go out with your lady and you want her to look good, you go pick out the outfit with her.
Mm-hmm.
Picnics are always good. And, you know, experiencing new things together, like going to Chateau Elan, doing the wine tasting thing and
there
stuff like that.
There is no way you're single.
People are
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
People are gonna call up for you, dude.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to get. We're gonna put you on hold and get your number because the phone calls are gonna start coming in. Are you divorced?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how long were you married?
I was married for 7 years.
You realized all this stuff after you got divorced, or
no? This all happened actually during the marriage and everything, but some people just can't appreciate a good guy.
Man. Because I'm warm.
Yeah, you talk a good game, bro.
Yeah, he said, what did he say? He's shoes. Wine. I mean, like he
sexy
said, all the keywords.
Massages. Yeah. And pedicures.
I mean, yeah. Dude.
There's got to be something wrong. What's wrong with you, dude? You got, like, somebody in your trunk right now?
Nah. Look, you play with a girl's feet, you got her.
Right. Hey Nate, hold on. I'm sure we're getting calls for you. Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's the dirty shoe salesman.
They want to date Nate.
Morning, Christina. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Hey, I am right with Nate, by the way. Like, he sounds like a terrific guy, and I am single, so.
Here they come.
I'm all about a pedicure. But no, what I was going to say for the young lady that called in is try maybe some role-playing.
Some what?
Role-playing.
Okay. Like where you just show up at a bar and he's there and you're just, you're a single girl?
I mean, yeah, you can do that at the bar, but you can do it at your house also. Like, she said he was going to the adult entertainment venues and that was, you know, doing something for him. Well, why don't she be his private dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we try it now? Why don't you pretend to be a caller to a radio show and Nate will pretend to be a caller to a radio show? And then you can get a pedicure, and we'll see what happens from there.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, it's going to be impossible for us to continue this because everybody's calling up wanting a date with Nate. Hey, Nate.
Hey, yeah.
You ever hear a single guy pager?
Do I have a single guy pager?
No, we can't do single guy pager with him.
Why?
Because there's a name that's too easy. Date Nate.
Date Nate.
Date Nate.
Same premise, different what? Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Okay. It was good then, too.
That works for me.
Hey, let's bring you in next week.
Okay.
And we'll tell you all about single guy pager because now the phone lines are just lit up with everybody that wants to go out with Nate.
Cool.
Date Nate.
He's got a good voice.
Isn't that great?
That sounds great.
Isn't that great, Nate?
Hey, made a phone call and got a hookup.
We'll have you on next week just after 8.
Okay.
All right, so we will continue that tomorrow.
Hopefully you'll find a girl that he can meet.
I mean, I've never heard of a guy say that he learned how to do pedicures and did pedicures on his woman. I've never heard that. I mean, all these guys need to take notes.
He's talking a good game.
Even in your world, does he rate?
Oh, we're going to go into Dr. Seuss mode now. Was it fate he called?
Oh, here we go.
You're up.
Not going to get me with that bait to talk about how to rate Nate.
Hurry up, Crash. You're going to be late.
The Burt Show.
All right, Jeff. Brand new Burt Show phone scam.
Calling up a woman who had some car repairs done, and, she's got her car back and everything's working. But I dial her up because I need to talk to her about the added charges we're going to put on her credit card.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Carly.
Yes, this is.
Hey, Carly, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Jim down at I was the one you were dealing with the most when you brought your car in.
Okay.
Working okay?
Yeah, it's working fine now.
All right. According to the paperwork here, we did some brake work and we did the timing belt and and then fuel injector stuff and. All right, listen, I just want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow morning, as indicated when you were in here, tomorrow morning we're going to be doing the upcharge of $10 an hour, and we're on your car for $8.50, so it's $85.
No, when I picked my car up, I paid for it. Like, I paid for everything when I picked it up.
Right, but as explained, that if the garage, on average, if it's not turning the profit that it should be, we can upcharge any customer we've had within the past 30 days, so... We're upcharging everybody an extra $10 an hour.
I paid a lot of money to get my car fixed.
Right. Well, when you filled out the paperwork, you indicated that you were okay with the upcharge.
I know that there's a parts and labor fee that goes...
Yeah, this is part of the labor.
But you're not doing any work on my car.
Right, the work's already done.
I know, that's what I'm just saying. You're not doing any work on my car. I've already been charged for it. So why are you going to be charging me for work that you're not doing?
It's the upcharge for the profitability. The garage, we're not making as much. We need to make money. Like, we need to have a living, you know? We need to put food on the table for our families. We need to go on vacations.
Well, yeah, but that's why you guys charge as much as you charge. I mean, I'm sure I got overcharged for whatever, you know, the small stuff that you guys did.
No, you don't,
I mean,
you replaced
like every bell, every air filter, every everything that I actually didn't really need. And so now I actually paid more then. I'm not going to pay more now. You're not even doing anything to my car.
Right. Well, no, but you agreed to it.
No, I didn't agree to it.
It was, you signed the paperwork. It was in the fine print.
There's nothing. I have my receipt because I keep everything. If I need to, I'll get my receipt and I'll check over everything.
And you'll see the profitability upcharge. Listen, let me bottom line it for
you. There's no bottom. The bottom line is that I'm not going to, that this is crap. I'm not going to pay you guys because you guys aren't making any money. So you're charging people for work that hasn't even been done.
I'm going to bottom line it for you. We're doing a joint family vacation. Todd and his wife and his two kids and me and June and our three kids. We're all going to.
What the hell are you talking about?
If you would stop yelling, you'd understand. No, but we've already paid. We've put the deposit down at Dollywood.
Are you telling me that you've already charged my credit card the amount of money, this $80 that you say you've already charged my credit card?
Well, I was going to make it 80, but you're so grumpy about it, I'm going to make it 85, which is the actual amount.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll call my credit card company now, and I'll tell them to cancel what I paid for you already.
I have you can't.
Or the Better Business Bureau. I'm sure that they'll want to hear something like that. I've never heard of anything like this.
Well, maybe you should read the fine print.
I read the receipt.
Oh, man.
It says it's exactly in there. It says parts and... You know what? I'm going to get that receipt because that's ridiculous.
Have you ever met a person whose voice gets inside your head and then just bounces around like a ball in a racquetball court? Oh!
What are you talking about?
Your voice is in my head.
Well, you're really starting to irritate me. But you know what? Is your supervisor there? Because I don't think that this is... I've been... So wait a second. Now, I've been coming there for all this time, and now I've never had a problem with what is this thing, this upcharge?
The profit.
And now all of a sudden, profitability, whatever bullshit that is that you're talking about. But that's not... I'm sorry. I paid for the service that my car was done, and I'm done. Thank you.
The sound of your voice is pushing on the back of my eyes.
Well, you know what? I'll take care of it. Then I'll just hang up on the telephone, and if you decide to charge my card, then you can have your problem dealing with it then. So thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Are you married?
Goodbye.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married, and I'm not talking to you. Thank
boyfriend?
You.
Boyfriend?
No.
Oh. No surprise there. Listen, it's...
You know what? Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Carly?
Yes, it is.
It's Jim again. Jim's crazy.
Well, you know what?
Hold on. Hold. Your best friend Robin just phone scammed you. This is actually Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100.
What?
And she thought this would be funny. It's like a joke.
Oh my god, dude! I was so pissed. You don't even know. I was on the phone. I was on hold actually right now, calling my credit card company just in case somebody had tried to call and charge my card, because I figured that it would be that I would call beforehand. Oh my god, you don't understand, because they totally read me anyway when I pay for my car in the first place.
No offense, but you really do have one of those voices.
Gee, thanks.
And laughs.
Yeah, thanks.
Ow! We will scam you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.